And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team. Proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to Bear Internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And also by Tri-County Equipment, your local John Deere dealer, with 11 locations to serve you in Auburn Hills, Bad Axe, Birch Run, Burton, Cairo, Fenton, Lapeer, Marlette, Reese, Saginaw, and Sandusky. Tri-County Equipment, locally driven. And by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And the Michigan Public Service Commission has approved a $276.6 million revenue increase for consumers energy, a move that will push residential electric rates up by nearly 9% starting on May 1st. The decision comes after a month-long review and a significantly larger request from the utility. Consumers Energy had originally asked for more than $436 million in additional revenue, along with a separate surcharge. Regulators ultimately trimmed that request by about $160 million. Still, critics say the increase adds to a growing pattern. Since 2020, regulators have approved close to $800 million in annual rate increases for the company. And just last year, customers saw about another $154 million hike. Dana Nessel pushed hard against the proposal, arguing the increase should have been slashed to just 3.5%. Her office says it saved Michigan consumers billions by challenging utility rate cases. But she has also warned the current system puts too much financial pressure on households. Meanwhile, more requests are already in the pipeline. Several natural gas and electric rate cases are pending before regulators, and another electric rate hike filing could arrive as soon as April. For customers, it means one thing: higher costs now, and with potentially more on the horizon already. Well, and Representative Basin had something to say about that, and during a recent committee hearing, He, the chair of the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Licensing and Regulatory Affairs and Insurance and Financial Services, that's a mouthful, had challenged state regulators over a series of those increases approved by the Michigan Public Service Commission. Following a presentation by the MPSC, Basin raised concerns about how rising utility costs are putting added pressure on everyday Michiganders like you and I, especially small business owners in his district trying to keep their doors open. He said, I'm hearing directly from my friends and neighbors that these constant rate increases are making it harder to make ends meet. Small business owners in my district have seen their monthly utility bill increase by hundreds of dollars, while the business they're doing stays the same, and that's a real problem. And he's not wrong. He emphasized the need to understand the real-world impact of rate decisions and ensure regulators are fully considering the burden placed on ratepayers, saying, every decision made in Lansing has an impact back home. We need a process that puts ratepayers first, making sure bills are affordable and power is reliable. Basin said he will continue working to advance policies that protect Michigan families and small businesses from rising costs and ensure transparency, accountability, and affordability when it comes to utility rates. And we will be right back with some national news after this message from Bresky Builders.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And we are back with some national news for you. With the 2026 midterm elections approaching, political messaging has reached a high pitch unusually early in the cycle. Speakers at national rallies this weekend urged participants to focus on the upcoming vote as a primary means of influencing federal policy on healthcare and immigration. Pollsters indicate that voter engagement is at record highs for an off-year election. Both major parties are already launching multi-state advertising campaigns focusing on the economy and the United States' role in international conflicts. And in the suburbs of Kansas City, a demonstration against rising healthcare costs stretched for 6 miles along a major thoroughfare. Families and advocacy groups are protesting recent insurance premium hikes and the soaring cost of prescription medications. The protest reflects a growing national trend of economic anxiety among middle-class voters. Legislators in several states are responding by proposing new price-capping measures, though these face significant hurdles in the federal court systems. In residents in Reading, Pennsylvania, held a large demonstration this weekend to voice their opposition to a planned 1,500-bed federal detention facility. Local activists argue that the facility would negatively impact the community's character and strain local resources. The federal government has defended the site selection, citing its proximity to major transportation hubs and the need for expanded processing capacity. This conflict is one of several similar disputes occurring in towns slated for new federal infrastructure projects. And we will be right back after this message from Tri-County Equipment with some Air National news.
Jim, what are you doing?
Well, I've been trying to purchase some used farm equipment with this online auction, but it's just so frustrating. I don't know the condition of the equipment, who used it, what's broken on it.
Have you tried checking out the pre-owned inventory at Tri-County Equipment?
Well, not yet.
I just purchased a used sprayer the other day from Tri-County Equipment. I looked it up at tricountyequipment.com, found a beautiful sprayer, went to Tri-County Equipment and looked it over. Then I made a great deal with a salesperson for less than they had it listed for.
Really? Let me check it out. Hey, they've got a used one in stock, just what I need. Plus, I know the equipment was used locally in our area, which is reassuring. I'll give Tri-County Equipment a call right now. Look it over and see if we can make a deal.
Why take chances with online auctions when Tri-County Equipment may have the pre-owned equipment in stock and ready to deal? Go to tricountyequipment.com for their complete pre-owned inventory.
And we are back with your international news. And Brazil is going to start hosting the Global Summit on Migratory Species, also known as CMS-COP15. And the 15th meeting of the Convention on the Conservation of Migratory Species is the long name of it. It concluded its high-level segment in Brazil today. The conference warned that nearly half the world's migratory species are in decline, with 24% of them facing immediate extinction. Delegates agreed on new set of protections for 44 additional species, including several migratory birds and sharks. The summit underscored that ecological connectivity is essential for both biodiversity and global economic stability, as many industries rely on healthy ecosystems. And researchers in Flanders, Belgium, announced a world first today by producing bio-based chemical building blocks from wood residues on a large scale. The process utilizes lignin, a byproduct of the timber industry, to create substantial alternatives to fossil fuel-based plastics. The Flemish Institute for Technological Research, also known as VITO, stated that this breakthrough could significantly reduce the carbon footprint of the plastics industry. The technology is now being prepared for commercial licensing to global chemical manufacturers. And a major review by Barrick Gold has resulted in a 12-month delay for the flagship Reko Diq mining project in Pakistan. The company cited regional conflict, security risks, and rising cost uncertainty as the primary reasons for the postponement. The delay is a blow to the Pakistani economy, which viewed the mine as a critical source of foreign investment and export revenue. Government officials are now working with the mining firm to address security concerns and get the project back on track. And Yemen's Houthi rebels officially announced their entry into the regional conflict by launching a series of missiles towards Israeli targets. The Israeli military confirmed is working in close coordination with the U.S. to respond to the threat. The development adds a new layer of complexity to the West Asia crisis as the Houthis control strategic territories along the Red Sea and across international shipping lanes. International shipping companies have already begun rerouting vessels away from the area to avoid potential strikes. And we will be right back after this message from our final sponsor, AVS Broadband, and their tech team.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb Region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
AVS Broadband is now hiring a customer care representative. Apply for this and other job openings at avci.net/careers.
And we are back, and we have no obituaries to report at this hour. But you can always go to thumbnet.net for more news and obituaries, as well as weather and cancellations. My name's Tate Cervantz, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.